I'm John Landecker. You know, it's really hot and the weather's really bad. And I want to talk to Steve Dale. Steve, are you there? Steve?
I am here. Hello there, sir.
How are you?
I am good. I've got another one for you. I remember all my life raining down as cold as ice, shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night. Remember the beginning of that song, Mandy?
What
Barry
the
Manilow
heck?
Song.
What is going about, on here?
I know. That was about a dog. About his love affair with his dog.
No, wait. I think it was about not his dog. I think it was about Brian Wilson's dog.
Was it really?
Well, I don't know. Not really. I don't even know what day it is. So, you know, I could be totally wrong, but I think so. But I knew Mandy was... a song about a dog.
Yes.
Although yeah. they never make it clear in the song that it's about a dog.
We need to get a hold of Barry Manilow to find out.
Boy, oh boy, it's been a long time since anybody quoted Barry Manilow lyrics to me. all right, Steve, let's get down to the business at hand. You know, first of all, it's hotter than Hades, and... Yes. And the weather tonight is absolutely insane with lightning and thunder and rain, and all of these things affect our pets. All of them.
Yeah, absolutely true. So dogs sometimes have thunderstorm anxiety, which I can talk about. And this year, because of not only in Chicago, but all over the country, there's been record heat in many places.
And
simultaneously... record number of dogs, anecdotally, there's no CDC for pets, so we don't really know, but anecdotally, veterinarians, not only in Chicago, but all over, are telling me they are seeing far more heat stroke than ever before, and that's really sad, because almost always it can be prevented.
Oh, for sure. I know that, by the way, don't forget Steve has a show on the weekend, right, on Sunday?
Yeah, two shows on Sunday. So I'm on with my pet show. Yeah, two for the price of one. Yeah. I'm on with the pet show at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday, and then 1 to 3 in the afternoon with a general radio show talking about whatever I talk about.
That's right. Okay, so I know that you've got how many hot weather tips do you have for doggies?
I can give you 10.
I'll take 10.
Okay.
I'll take 10 for 200. Art.
Well, the biggest thing to understand, and I think this is actually most important, dogs cannot cool themselves off as efficiently as human beings can. Believe it or not, sweating is a pretty efficient way. It's kind of gross, but it's efficient at cooling our bodies off. Dogs do sweat a little bit from their paw pads. So if you see a dog walking around and you see the little paw prints, it probably means... In some cases, they're really nervous or anxious, but it probably means they're really hot. In any case, it means they're sweating. But mostly, they relieve themselves. They cool themselves off, of course, by panting. Now, if you see a dog panting, that's normal. That's how dogs cool themselves off. However, if you see drooling when the dog pants, if you see the tongue actually becoming swollen and hanging out of the side of the mouth, then odds are you've overdone it. And that dog right now needs to begin to cool off or get in a place where the dog can cool off or even contact your veterinarian at that point.
Wow. I hear you. I've seen dogs with the tongue lolling out of the side of their mouth. Not my dog, but I've seen some other dogs do that. And,
it's a concern, you know. Yeah. So if it's, as I say, we've seen a record amount of it this year. I mean, I had a veterinarian on the show a couple of weeks ago saying just the other day that she treated two dogs that came in, but they came in too late. So like a lot of things, the earlier you can see a medical professional, the better, rather than wait. And, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, which is tip number two. The so-called brachiocephalic breeds, you know what those are, right?
No. I don't even know what day it is. How am I supposed to know what a brachiocephalic... That sounds actually sort of dirty. What is it again?
I knew you'd like that word. That's the only reason why I used it. Those are the dogs that have pushed-in faces. It looks like they walked into a wall.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Boston Terriers and Boxers and Bulldogs and French Bulldogs and Japanese Chin and Pekingese and Pugs and some of the Pit Bull dogs and others. And they have difficulty breathing on a nice day. It's the way we've unfortunately created those dogs, which is a whole other topic. However, if it's 75 degrees outside for us, for those dogs, it might feel like it's 95. So
no kidding.
It's really So if it's really 95 out and the humidity is high, those dogs are going to have, in some cases, a tough time walking around the block. So understand the kind of dog you have. Number three, you know, age really can be a factor. So we all know people or know of people that are 130 years old, and they don't do as well when it's 130 degrees outside. And it's really the same for dogs. Geriatric dogs do have a tougher time coping than younger dogs. I remember when I was on, and this is number four, I was on the radio with legendary Bob Collins. And he'd say to me, you know, Steve, you have a good point there, but today our dogs are spoiled. Back in the day, our dog would just sit outside in the yard all day and do fine. Well, to an extent, he's right. Back then, the dogs were not as acclimated to air conditioning, perhaps, but they are today acclimated to air conditioning.
How could you not be acclimated to air conditioning?
Well, this was 40 years ago. He was talking about his great-granddad, you know, so... Back then, generations ago, our dogs may not have had the luxury of air conditioning all the time. Also, back then, a lot of people kept their dogs outside all the time.
That's true.
So I'm not saying that's a good thing. I am saying that's what the lifestyle was then. Today, we have dogs that sit in front of the air conditioning ducts and spend all day there on days like today, particularly with those brachiocephalic dogs.
I have to tell you a cute story. So. Yeah. We have central air conditioning in our house, and my stepdaughter and her fiance do not. They have, you know, in-window air conditioners basically in the bedroom.
Sure.
And they've got this great dog named Quincy who comes over every once in a while. And he was over like 2 days ago, and he's playing with our dog, and they wanted him to go outside, and he wouldn't do it. In fact, he stuck his head outside and he turned right around and walked back in because he's smart. I'm going, I'm not going out there. I'm coming back into the air conditioning. Are you guys crazy? So
exactly.
Yeah. And you know, when weather gets like this, I remember when people used to say, check on your pets and call the elderly. they did.
Good.
Yeah.
You should do that.
That's right.
So one more before my guess is you might want to break. That's tip number five. Time of day really matters, of course. So early in the morning, it's not as hot out. Although the way it's been, it seems, not as hot out. It's only 88. But nevertheless, it's not as hot out early in the morning. So that is when to take your long walk and bring water for you and for your dog.
All right. You are right, Steve. It is time to make a break. For it, and we'll do more with Steve. And if you care to ask a question, 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. You know, I'm going to take it down a serious road here, Steve, because I know that Chicago police officer Ella French, who we all know the story, was an animal lover, and I know you want to talk about that.
No, thank you for bringing that up, John. I appreciate it. So after, I didn't know Ella French, but after we lost her, I saw pictures on Facebook of her with a dog and then began to get emails from animal rescuers saying she herself rescued animals. In fact, her dog was rescued from the street. And incidentally, lots of police officers in Chicago do this every day all the time.
I know.
And I also was told that a rescue called Small Paws Animal Rescue is where her family wanted donations made. However, at that point in time, everyone was getting emails, many of them scams, saying, make a donation here or there or there. So before I could print anything and say anything on the radio, I thought I'd reach out to her family. And much to my surprise, her mother responded to me within a couple days. She wrote, "Thank you for your kind words. Every single one of them means a great deal to me." She mentioned that she listened to my show many times and complimented me on the show. And she said, "I happen to be a foster myself through Small Paws, but when asked about donations, I've told people they can donate in Ella's honor to the animal shelter or rescue of their choice." Hmm. And then she went on to express her sadness, of course, about what happened.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that people make a donation, whether it be $2, $20, $2,000, whatever you'd like, to any animal shelter or rescue in Ella French's name. Because according to someone who would know her mother, she says that Ella would so much appreciate that. In addition, there's been a petition going around that I've not had anything directly to do with, but I think it's a great idea, and that is to rename Animal Care and Control in her honor. You can go to sign that petition because it's got one of those long URLs that I right. could never say on the radio. It wouldn't work on the radio, but you can go to my website, and that's stevedale.tv. Mm-hmm. It's right there. You can find it, and if you are so inclined, you can sign it. Having said that, the mayor knows about it. It's complicated because the truth is, I think it's called the David R. Lee Animal Care and Control Center, and we don't know who that is. And no one I know knows who this Lee family is and why that was done. But something could be done for her at Animal Control, like every adoption can be called the Ella French dog adoption. Something mm-hmm. can be done, and I hope that it is. And I've actually talked via text. I've not talked about this on the radio, but since I began to say it, I'll finish it. Has that ever happened to you? You begin to say something, you're thinking, why did I begin saying that? But
every
I have
day.
Talked via text. I have talked via text to the mayor, and we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that she deserves it. She deserves to be remembered, of course, and in a way she'd want to be. And she was, by all accounts, quite an amazing person. And mm-hmm. John Williams interviewed Elizabeth, her mom, Ella French's mom, on the radio last week. It was quite, of course, an emotional interview. If you haven't listened to it, it's on the WGN website, WGNradio.com.
You know, you bring up police officers and dogs, and I don't know if he's still around, but years ago there was a police officer who specialized in going into the projects and bringing out pit bulls. And if he felt that the pit bull was, if you could rehabilitate it, the pit bull actually stayed at his house. And we were looking for a dog at that time and went over there and took one of his pit bulls, which he had taken out of the projects. It was really quite amazing. She was just a adorable, friendly. You know, we had a dog already, and I thought, well, let's bring him along and see if there's any friction. And because, you know, it's a pit bull. I've never had a pit bull, blah, blah, blah. So I go in, I sit down on a couch, and he brings the dog in and gets her off the leash. And the first thing she does is come over and lie down underneath my legs. Well, that was that. So that she immediately became a member of the family. So I know the police do a really great job and don't get enough credit for it when it comes to animal rescue and things of that nature.
Was this Steve Brownstein by any chance?
I might have been. The name is
familiar. In any which case, you're right. I agree with you. And the Chicago Police Animal Crimes Unit is quite incredible for what they do. I'm not sure that they are still in existence in the way they were with all the changes over there.
Yeah,
but
no
matter, they were very, very important. And there's still dogfighting that goes on, but not nearly as much as there was. And part of the reason for that are at that time, it certainly is a felony, and it was prosecuted as such. And that demonstrates when you prosecute to the full extent of the law, maybe that is one reason why people are less motivated to do whatever it is that they were thinking previously about doing. In any case, that's an amazing story, John.
You know, we have about a minute left, and let's end it on a fun note. Tell me about this celebrity cow.
It is, you know, people go after the Guinness Book of Records for all sorts of different things.
Oh,
right?
Do I? I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't think they necessarily thought when this cow was born, we want the smallest cow ever in the world. But that's what they got. And people all over where this cow was from, would, even during the pandemic, now, so it's 20 inches tall.
What?
The cow. Yeah.
It's 20?
Yeah, 20 inches, you know, that's it.
Boy, milking that cow has got to be really a feat, I'm telling you.
I don't know that you'd even get a cup of milk out of that cow. But it's estimated that over 100,000 people have come to see the tiny bovine in Bangladesh, where this cow is from. This cow has become apparently a celebrity, and people have traveled there by rickshaw, by bicycle, by train, and they will travel and do anything they can to see and then ultimately to touch this cow,
wow,
which is considered a symbol of something, something,
oh, yes,
something. But
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, totally amazing. You're amazing. Steve, thanks for being with us tonight. Always great to talk to you. And we'll do it again soon. And listen for Steve twice on Sunday. One, what
Super.
Was it, 5:30 and then 2?
Well, close enough.
Okay.
2 o'clock in New York, 5:30 and 1 o'clock.
All right. Thanks, Steve Dale.